We followed the lectionary, and these past few weeks, the lectionary has given us in John chapter 6, along with some others. Next week, we go into the book of Mark a little bit. So, finishing up chapter 6 this week, verses 56 through 59. New Living Translation says this. Now, I want to back up because some of the hard sayings of Jesus, I got a little book that's just full of all the hard sayings of Jesus. He had some hard sayings, and the disciples and those who were with him had a hard time understanding some of it. Now we have history on our side, so it makes more sense. But in verse 51, when he said to them, "I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, offered so that the world may live." And then he also said, "My blood is the cup of the new covenant. Eat this flesh and drink my blood." And they were challenged by that. So we pick the story back up in verse 56. "All who eat my flesh and drink my blood remain in me and I in them. I live by the power of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, those who partake of me will live because of me. I am the true bread from heaven. And anyone who eats this bread will live forever and not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Now, the subtitle for the rest to the end of the chapter is "Many Disciples Deserted Him." Even his disciples said, "This is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it?" Jesus knew within himself that his disciples were complaining, so he said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see me, the Son of Man, return to heaven again? It's the Spirit who gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But some of you don't believe me." For Jesus knew from the beginning who didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, "This is what I meant when I said that people can't come to me unless the Father brings them to me." At this point, many of the disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you going to leave too?" At that point, Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom would we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life. We believe them, and we know you are the Holy One of God." And then Jesus said, "I chose 12 of you, but one's a devil." And he was speaking of Judas, son of Iscariot, one of the 12 who would betray him. May God add his blessings to reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word from John chapter 6.